This story is going to have you on the edge of your seat.
Ooh.
I could not believe this as I was reading it. It is about a woman who was forced the other day to give birth in a Chick-fil-A in San Antonio. And this is the entire story of what happened. Her husband wrote it. This is for from the Daily Wire. All right. So it's very suspenseful. And then there's some irony and some funny parts too, but this is just unreal. So earlier this week, a woman delivered her baby in a San Antonio, Texas Chick-fil-A bathroom. And to no one's surprise, even though the restaurant was closed, employees warmed up towels to keep the newborn warm. So in a Facebook post, her husband, Robert Griffin, recalled that on the way to the hospital for delivery, he and his wife, Fallon, went to Chick-fil-A to meet a friend outside who would pick up their daughters. Well, his wife had to use the restroom, and Fallon thought, well, although it's nighttime, I'm just going to see if Chick-fil-A would let me in. She knocks on the door, even though it's closed, and the employees let her in after hours to go to the bathroom. As her husband is loading in his daughters into his friend's car, he returns to the restaurant to check on his wife. That is when the employees told him that she had been screaming in the restroom. Robert discovered his wife straddling the toilet with the head of the baby beginning to crown.
No.
He said, "Sweetie, we're going to have to do this right here, right now. Right here, right now, Fallon." He yells to the manager of the Chick-fil-A to call 911 and to bring clean towels. He said, "Maggie and I started delivering our baby. But when she got to the shoulders, I realized the cord was wrapped around her neck twice." He kept calm so he wouldn't alarm his wife and told her to relax while he unwrapped the cord from the baby's neck. The couple claims that they were using a speakerphone to communicate with first responders who were on their way. The couple cut the cord while still in the bathroom. Her husband wrote, "With two more strong pushes and using my shirt for a towel, out came Gracelyn Mae Violet Griffin." Now, here's where it gets so funny and ironic. So, this couple's in Texas. They're at a Chick-fil-A. They're giving birth to their baby, right?
Uh-huh.
He just said they had to use his shirt to deliver the baby on for a towel. Guess what the shirt was?
They're in Texas. It's Chick-fil-A. I don't know. What is it?
A Trump 2020 shirt.
Oh my gosh.
The employees at Chick-fil-A helped the couple by warming up towels to help keep the new baby girl warm. The hospital had him sign the birth certificate as the attending physician. And he said, "I think it's pretty ironic that a proud conservative Christian family had their baby in Chick-fil-A wrapped in a Trump 2020 t-shirt." I was dying.
So does this baby get everything then? This baby definitely gets to go to the White House now.
For sure, right?
This baby gets free Chick-fil-A for life.
Nuggets for life. Like, the whole story is crazy in the fact that, like, they'd knock on this Chick-fil-A that was closed and the employees actually let them in.
Yeah, I'm surprised
to give birth,
they did that.
Gave them warm towels. Like, no other. Can you imagine any of the fast food restaurant being
no,
able to do that?
They don't even tell you they're closed. They just turn off their lights and their a-holes to you.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, let me ask you this. If you could plan it out, because you know they're going to get free Chick-fil-A, if every restaurant did that or place, where would you try to pop your baby out? Like, obviously.
Besides Chick-fil-A? I mean, yeah. I would for sure pick Chick-fil-A.
Okay, so Chick-fil-A,
I guess maybe Panera Bread. They're pretty legit.
Gosh, could you imagine if they. Thank God they were closed, but you're eating there, and it's like,
yeah.
Oh, wow, that's beautiful.
I do Chipotle also because they could wrap my baby up like a burrito
yes.
and a warm tortilla that, you know, be nice and warm for
you
the
go
baby.
Straight to the, yeah, go straight to the hospital. It-